Maine businesses would receive a 40% increase in the funding that they get for their participation in the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, or REGI. The changes in the cap and trade program come under a bill advanced by the governor's office, but opponents say changing the REGI distribution formula would actually result in increased business energy costs. As A.J. Higgins reports, a legislative panel listened to the pros and cons of the plan during a public hearing today.
As the sponsor of the governor's bill, Senator Garrett Mason, a Lisbon Falls Republican, told members of the legislature's Energy, Utilities, and Technology Committee that it has become increasingly clear to him that Maine must try to do something to help businesses cope with the state's high energy costs. Mason favors Governor Paul LePage's plan that would provide an additional $20 million to businesses over the next 3 years by increasing the percentage of money they get from the REGI Trust Fund.
The bill before you today would return money back from the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, or REGI, to our businesses, because frankly, businesses have the best understanding of what needs to be done to make their business stronger.
Mason says his bill would increase the percentage from the current 15% rate to 55%. The program was created in 2007 as a way to reduce pollution by capping the amount of carbon dioxide electrical generators produce, while also allowing them to buy pollution credits through a regional auction. The government raises money by selling pollution credits to polluters and then uses the money to promote energy efficiency to lower electrical bills for businesses and individual consumers. Last year, a report by the analysis group concluded that the REGI program had reduced carbon emissions by a third and created more than 14,000 jobs in the 10 states that it covers. While many of the jobs were temporary, the report found that REGI has returned nearly $2 billion in proceeds back into each state's economy. Patrick Woodcock, who heads the governor's energy office, says Efficiency Maine, which allocates REGI funds, would continue to receive funding under the bill, but more importantly, he says it would allow business owners to make needed energy investments.
Maine's Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative participation increases electric rates for our businesses, but the bottom line is that does not have to be the case. The state can return the revenue back to businesses as this bill proposes and allow them to make the decisions about how to use the revenue in the manner that works best for their unique business situation.
The need for this legislation is both enormous and obvious.
Tony Buxton, an attorney representing the Industrial Energy Consumer Group, says that while his clients support REGI, they also favor changes in the funding formula contained within the bill. Buxton told lawmakers that they only need to read the list of failed Maine companies to comprehend the impact that high energy costs have had on the manufacturing sector.
All of us have read the obituaries recently of Lincoln Paper and Tissue, Expera, and Verso in Bucksport. Before those came many others.
But Dylan Voorhees of the Natural Resources Council of Maine says the formula doesn't have to change for businesses to benefit. He says if you leave the $20 million with Efficiency Maine, it can draw down even more matching money for energy efficiency programs and incentives.
If you leave that with Efficiency Maine, they will use it for grants and assistance to businesses, small businesses and large businesses. It would yield $100 million to $125 million of energy savings for those businesses.
Put another way, Voorhees says the bill essentially amounts to raising business energy costs by $100 million. Thomas Teitenberg of Waterville told the committee that passing the governor's REGI bill would result in reduced Efficiency Maine incentives and discourage energy upgrades through an evaluation process known as a hurdle test.
Many times I have heard companies say that without this program, their proposed energy investments would never have been internally accepted by their budget committees because they simply wouldn't pass the hurdle test.
The committee is scheduled to continue its work on the bill at a future meeting. For MPBN News, I'm A.J. Higgins.